very special guest, and when I mean special, I'm talking about academic wise.
I wasn't always in them classes, bitch.
Yeah. Actually, it wasn't. I was in intensive reading, so
I chose to be the.
Yeah.
They didn't put me there. I asked to be in.
The I did holes for fucking. I did the book report on holes for about 6 years in a row.
Oh, they let you read that book?
Yeah. Up to like 10, up to like up to advanced.
Wait, so you read? You did 6 book reports on the same holes, book?
Bro. You know, like inside the summer reports, they would make you read those books.
Did they get better every time?
No, they probably stayed about the same. I just watched the movie and fucking. Bro, reading books is like fucking.
That's a Stone Age shit.
Bro, reading books is like believing in God. That's for people in prison.
Hey,
you know
wait
what
a minute. Hey, I believe in God is real. This nigga's an atheist.
No, I'm agnostic, bro. I'm agnostic.
So you don't know what to believe.
I believe in a higher power.
So you're just walking around.
I got a palm reading today, bro. I'm on some spiritual shit, bro.
What did they say? Is she going to die at 43?
No, they actually said I have a really long lifeline. They said that I've 1,000% met the love of my life. That,
Who did it? The love of your life?
I don't know.
Crazy bitch.
Dude, I don't know. This bitch is. That's
bro,
what
those places are like. I see you coming back multiple times, and me buying a yacht with all the money you're about to spend here.
She's like, I see that you're a loser with a small penis that lives at your sister's house. And I'm like, how did you know this? You know,
jeez, have you been on my Facebook?
Are you my sister?
Sean Madden, fucking. I'm surprised you don't have a Starbucks coffee cup in your hand, dude.
Starbucks?
Yeah.
I fucking hate Starbucks.
I know. When I first saw you on the scene, I was like, dude, who's this fucking liberal fucking just...
Oh, yeah? You got the liberal vibe?
I got, like, your dad, like, invented, like, an app. You know what I'm saying? That's the vibe I get
shit,
from you.
Shit, I wish.
I thought he was famous when I met him.
I know, right?
He was like, my name's Shy Man. I said, who the... I looked him
Madden,
up.
Madden, too. Madden.
I looked him up. Like, oh, this nigga gotta be... What that nigga, John Madden?
John Madden, yes.
John Madden's son. Gotta be.
That's what I'm saying. That's a cool name.
He
Sean Madden.
He owes me a lot of fucking Christmas gifts. That was true.
Yeah.
Shit. Nigga gave you Madden every year.
All right. Whatever.
Do you think,
do you think
you'd be a good
hole.
Child soldier general?
Yeah, I would have been a great general.
Yeah?
I'd have been what?
You ever thought about that, bro? Like, you
nigga,
just have.
I
would
have been pretty
as
bad.
As fucked up as it
been
is,
a bad
bro.
General? I don't be what? You know, like, made me general at fucking 13?
You got 12 year olds.
Think I'm catching 80. Well, first I'm catching 80 bodies. I'm probably gonna kill somebody in my patrol. Let a nigga just call
me.
You're
gonna be an abusive
Did
fucking
you say
patrol sergeant.
Yeah, to my patrol.
Your patrol?
Platoon.
Patrol?
My platoon.
Your platoon?
Yeah, my platoon.
Patrol! Is that a Hennessy?
Patrol. They gonna be my goddamn fifth ace, bro.
But I really shit. Think, I thought about that one time, though. Like, I was like, if I was like a child general,
yeah,
like I'm probably gonna kill somebody in my platoon.
What you keep saying?
But how you said platoon?
But it was funny. But I like when the child soldier, like when the generals get out and they have like the sunglasses, and you're like, what brand is that? Like, where are they getting these sunglasses from? That's the only thing that.
Ooh. Yeah.
Like, they still have designer shit. That's like, what's funny. Like, you live in the jungle, but you left just to get some Louis Vuitton shades. Then you came right back.
I think it's, like, kind of, some of it's a little fake. You know, like, the city's so close, they can go to the city and get whatever they need.
Oh, you think it's all bootleg?
I mean, a little bit, yeah. Maybe it is bootleg.
Like, why is that
sure.
child soldier wearing a Supreme t-shirt?
Yeah, why he got a Supreme? Why he got Supreme stickers on his
That'd
AK?
That'd be
spelled
wrong.
He
Supreme bumper sticker on the Toyota that they're riding through the village with.
They must be they the real deal hood heroes though.
Nah, hood heroes is.
Could you imagine having an AK in fucking Nigeria with an indigenous tribe? You're the king of the tribe now.
Be a good time.
Well, have y'all ever like y'all seen that shit on YouTube?
What's that?
About them tribes that just have no contact with like the world.
Oh yeah.
You seen that? It was a post about it, and somebody was like, "Let's get a bunch of drones and like make them think." That like we're their God and just take over the tribe.
Oh yeah.
And
bro.
I think that's fucking hilarious.
That's incredible.
I had a whole thing about that guy that got shot by arrows. He went to go like tell him about Jesus. He took an illegal boat ride to an island.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you're not allowed to go there. He's like, but they need to know about Jesus. And he showed up with the Bible and they're like
and they
bro,
shot him.
Just straight peppered him. With arrows, like third world style.
What do they believe in? What's their religion?
They just don't let anyone near him. And like, bro, they're like shooting arrows at helicopters, and they're like, because they've never seen anything like that.
Oh, we just need to go there and kill them. We just need to kill them.
Oh, they're gonna put a Starbucks right there. Don't worry.
We're gonna plow over them.
There's gonna be a Hilton there in a few months.
But just send white women. They'll take that shit over in 3 days.
Jeffrey Epstein's got his eyes on a new island he's trying to purchase. He's going to
fucking... That nigga dead.
Nah, he's still alive.
Nah, he's around, bro.
Think he's alive?
He's out doing well, bro. He's hanging out with Hitler right now and fucking...
Oh, Hitler's alive, too?
Hitler, in Argentina, dog.
Hitler shot himself in the head.
Nah, he started a village in Argentina.
Oh, for real? Yeah.
There's a lot of things that lead to that, yeah.
That's
Nazis fled to Argentina.
And Antarctica.
Yeah,
no one's allowed to go there.
Nobody can go to Antarctica?
No. For scientific research, yeah.
What's Alaska?
Just for that one clip of National Geographic so they can show you in school. Oh, there's three penguins.
They got a big like ice sheet that's about to melt. And they say 15 years, you know. Florida Keys, gone.
Bro.
Quarter of Florida, gone.
My teacher had a map on his wall in like fifth grade that had Florida being underwater by like 2020.
Oh, yeah?
I'm like, bro, you know how many people have... This is my argument with the whole sea levels are rising.
Yeah.
People are still buying beachfront property.
Well, yeah, and they put them on stilts like 20 fucking feet up in the air.
But even the ones that are like this high off the river.
Yeah.
Or the bay or whatever. They're still chilling.
I like how we started talking about realty and then you just like lean back like, nah, I'm fucking with this.
Yeah. You might be out of frame.
I am. Fuck.
Might be.
Yeah, you can't get comfortable.
Oh, you can see yourself on that on the camera.
Hey, you can adjust, bro. Hey, you can adjust it.
Oh, like how you move it.
Adjust. whoa, you got a tight grip there, buddy. I know you aren't you wait, you're someone was saying what was that last night? They were talking about how you're bisexual.
I'm not gonna get into that. No, I'm not. The way I was raised and shit, I'm not gonna say this on podcast, bro, because I don't want nobody to think I'm gonna say it. But I'm not bisexual. No, I love women. You know what I'm saying? Women is my shit. But I'm not gonna say it on the podcast. I can't say it.
We're gonna edit it all up.
Cause it's so I say it right now, but you gotta edit it out.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it if you
there's nothing wrong being bisexual.
No, you gotta bring a pair of headphones, man, next time, or we gotta get some more.
I guess no, here's the argument, Sean Madden.
That's
my buddy
Cam was fucking late as shit, bro, and this is what we were thinking the whole time.
Get your fucking shit together, my God.
That's just pretty dope, right?
That is nice.
No, but the argument, Sean Madden, is if you're bisexual, right, then you're just gay.
But I was schooled today, and I was told the right way to say it is, they said that gay men just don't give a fuck about pussy. Like, they don't even want to touch it. They don't want to look at it. They're like, ew, it's pussy. And bisexual men, it's like, well, I suck a dick, but I also eat pussy.
Do you imagine that, not being attracted to pussy?
That's crazy, right?
I would be free. I would be set free.
What?
Not to the kingdom of God.
Man, you're not going there. Not home.
Me and God don't get along.
But I get it. I get that what they're saying. Because at first, my stance was you can't be bisexual, you gay. But I understand. You know what I'm saying? Now it makes sense. And I'm politically correct now.
All right, Kevin Dean.
I don't want to be. I feel like I'm gonna beat somebody one day, and it's gonna come out. And they're like, "Nigga, you said this."
That shit that we did. That's why I was like, "Bro, this is
my dream." Is a clip coming out?
That's canceled.
Bro, you can't get canceled if you're not. Yeah,
if you get canceled, it blows you up more. I've seen it.
So here's the thing: if you're already on top and you get canceled, down the escalator. If you're on the bottom and you get canceled, you're going up. So you see the people on the top, you're like, hey.
But I feel like, but I feel as if, like, ain't nobody going to really get me right now. Ain't nothing to get. Nigga, ain't nobody.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know what I'm saying, chilling with the stars and shit, and the video come out, and me choking the bitch at a video that we may or might not have went to, and I said, I want to beat hoes.
Yeah.
And that come out. And now they're like, well, this nigga beat bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's hypothetical. That never happened.
No, I know. The only thing you beat is on a motherfucking track. The only beat you got is the shit on your head.
My grandma needs a reparations. Hey, what do you do for him?
Your grandma needs reparations?
Yeah, she needs it.
How old is she?
85.
God damn, that bitch partied with Rosa Parks.
That is it. That was her best friend. Mm. They were good friends.
They were popping pussy together, bro.
Nah. Let's talk. My grandma a virgin.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a virgin.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you get here?
So my grandma's a virgin, too.
How'd you get here? You're adopted?
Yeah.
My grandma never had no kid. She never had kids.
Yeah, no, oh, she's like the Virgin Mary.
Yeah, like that. Oh, yeah, okay, my mama's virgin too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. My mama never had sex, never did nothing.
So you're a, are you a sperm donor, baby?
Yeah, yeah, actually, yeah.
He's a disciple from God.
You went from a cup.
Yeah, I'm a cup. I'm a tattoo.
You went from a shot.
There's something funny about that, bro. A sperm donor baby is like your first. Like you hit a cup first.
And you almost died you in the cup, nigga.
Yeah, bro.
If you hit a cup before you were swimming in a double cup. If you get to a cup before you get to the pussy, you lose brain cells. Or something. So? Or air. Yeah, what the fuck? If you're supposed to be like 6'6", you get to a cup, then you're 5'3" now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You lose inches. You're
just swimming in a fucking cup for like the first...
What? Wow. Can you imagine how
days of your life?
Do you think about that, bro? There was a million Cameron Pattersons.
Well, it could have been a 6'6" version of me.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody just swallowed.
There could also, my mom though. There also could have been a nerd. Like you could have been a nerd, like loser. Could have
been a bitch. When I was growing up,
yeah.
My first couple years of life, my people stayed in Lake Mary.
Yeah.
And then my people got divorced, and then you know what I'm saying, shit happened. How it happened.
Your people, huh?
My pops, my mom, and my dad.
Yeah.
But I could have been like just like you guys, like white.
I know it's wild. Like, I could have been. Well, also even after like I've been on my spiritual, like I'm not.
You're just a fucking.
I'm a soul that just happened to take over this body. You know.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
That's a dumbass body to take over. You could have chose a better body.
I didn't choose it. That's what she said to me. Should I have 5 past lives?
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Just 5.
But y'all never had like a. So I had a dream, 5. Right?
That's what she said.
I had 100.
100?
Yeah, step your game up.
Listen, all right, my bad. You got more enlightenment than me.
I used to be LeBron James.
And so in this life,
my past life.
And in this life, you're like, I'm just gonna do open mics. Yeah. See so what happens?
What happened was, I used to be King Tut. I was King Tut for a minute.
Oh, King Tut. Cool.
Oh no.
Yeah, I was King Tut, and then
is that why you wear slides now? Because they don't make them in gold.
Yeah. And then I was Cap. You say you were Captain Hook?
Captain Crunch.
I was Captain Hook.
Oh, you were Captain Hook?
I became white guy. That was pretty cool.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's why you fuck with the alligator. You always wanted to kill that. You finally killed that alligator and you evolved and then became black and now you got alligator shoes.
Nah, but then I was what that shit called? Man, what that nigga name? Frederick Douglass? I was Frederick Douglass.
Oh, my God. He was disgusting, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Fucked a lot of white women.
You think Frederick Douglass fucked a lot of white women?
Probably.
Y'all think Rosa Parks was hot?
Probably when she was like 20.
I've been legendary. If you fucked Rosa Parks,
I probably did. Who knows?
You think you would have fucked Rosa Parks back in the day?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know it's crazy.
Rosa Sean, Parks,
you think you would have said something back then? You would have been like, "Hey guys,
if that's my baby, if Angel, you like, if hey we guys, just fucked that night, yeah, I'm protecting you on the bus.
Let's knock it off. Let's knock off this. What are we doing here? Yeah, would you be one of those guys, or would you be like, I'm just gonna eat at my side of the restaurant? Like,
oh, you were definitely one of those guys. Yeah. You weren't gonna help.
I don't
Sean
know.
Wasn't gonna help neither.
No, Sean bro, definitely
Sean
wasn't gonna
help. Sean gonna look at me like, look at that fucking monkey. And just keep walking. Look at that nigger boy.
You know, that's true, bro. If they never talk about that. There was never a black guy in like Back to the Future. If he went Back to the Future, he'd be like, what the fuck, bro?
Who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
Also, real shit, I really feel like I'll be walking outside like a restaurant and see how he was eating. Y'all just put me, look at that nigger. I feel like that's what I see. Sean looks like he belongs in 1950 sometimes.
You do that now? Sean does, bro. You do like, I can't
believe you got that look where it's just like, if we put you like in any period of time, like you are the racist best friend of Abraham
you
Lincoln.
You do like, you.
Are they casting right now? Do that role. Send it to my email.
And Tony just like a lumberjack.
A lumberjack, huh?
Yeah.
I'll take that, you know. Cutting trees down.
It's kind of what you do.
That's good. I always got a Woody. What you know do? What I'm saying?
Yeah, that was the gay. That's the gay.
Business must be crazy right now.
The business is booming with that hurricane, bro. Trees dropping. Bro,
trees were everywhere.
Dude. Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. And after, bro, I was calling Cam during the hurricane. I took shrooms during the hurricane at my boy's house, and I was just vibing the whole time. And then I had to drive back home during like the 10 to 11. I was driving on I-4. Nobody on I-4, bro. I was the only fucking
you
person.
You the only
on.
Fucking oh, idiot on the road. My was mom like, was like, "He's fucking retarded."
And your mom said that?
That word. Yeah, she called you retarded.
Oh my god!
My dad
my
called
heart.
You. My dad. You know, my dad loves you, dog.
Yeah.
He thinks very highly of you. And what I was like, "Yeah, Tony on the highway right now, on I-4." He said, "He's a fucking idiot."
Oh, mushrooms idiot. Too, bro. I was tripping and I was fucking.
Damn.
I was calling multiple people. I had different people on the lines, but I was talking to Cam for a little bit.
I think I talked to God for 3 seconds.
The hurricane was, that was one of, I mean.
I like seeing that fucking destruction.
This is the thing, bro. I hate even saying it, but I felt like so blessed during the hurricane. We had power on the whole time. We were eating steaks. We were, it was a party.
Man, here. God is good.
But then, bro, you go on TikTok and you see someone like an hour no this way.
What?
On a, I kind of want to see that. In a fucking inflatable pool, yeah. Bro. Like. My fridge. Like,
look at my goddamn, I'm swimming in my house.
Yes, bro. Hell. I was like, damn.
The only thing that happened to me when my lights went out, and that was it for like 5 hours.
Yeah. Oh, you did lose power?
Yeah, but it wasn't bad. Shit, I had my phone. I was fine.
Do you think flooding affects different cultures and communities differently than others?
Nah, it affects the same. I mean, unless you like ain't got no money for real.
Yeah, but, Katrina.
Katrina.
But Katrina fucked up.
Hey, what? Katrina, that's a goddamn black stripper's name.
Hey, my auntie named Katrina, bitch.
Is it really?
Yeah, bro. Oh, fuck ass, nigga.
Katrina, get your ass in here, bitch.
My auntie, real nigga, dog.
Katrina, twerk on this dick. Do the hurricane twist on that. Do the hurricane, bro. Pussy pop. Make that, you gonna make that pussy flood.
My friend Mike was telling me during Katrina, he was like one of the families that went to the arena, like the Superdome.
Yeah.
And he said like everyone had like their space, like,
yeah,
like we would be here and then 10 feet that way there'd be like another family and then 10 feet past them, and at first it's like, oh, you want some chips, and they would like take snacks from like the like the stands or yeah, whatever, like they just like everyone, it was a free-for-all.
Wow.
But then he said after like week two it was like, keep your fucking cup over there. Like, it got, like...
bad.
Bro, he said, like, people were getting raped in there. Like, it became, like, the biggest...
Imagine getting raped in the fucking...
I was just finna ask.
He said it became, like, the biggest, like, prison. Fuck? He broke it down for me one night, bro.
People
like,
started doing push-ups and shit. And
he just said it was crazy because you only had your space.
Imagine...
I would, you know what? I don't want to experience that in my life, so I can't say it like that.
Crazy, bro.
But I would say, like, imagine, like, you, like, 14, you go through shit like that, right? And like you get in there, and like you see the like the crush of your life, and she be fucking, and you know you can fuck her. Now that's your perfect time to fuck her, and you get to fuck in the Astrodome.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I'm sure people. It was like probably one of those things where some people had the time of their life. Like, hey, like looking back, like, hey, that was crazy.
Yeah.
But some people, like, I mean, got stabbed.
All right, let me ask you a question.
So either way,
if y'all can go back, I'm gonna give you 3 historical events.
Okay.
Y'all can go back to these historical events. Which one would you choose? Woodstock 99.
Okay.
Wasn't it earlier than that?
Nah, the one that was crazy, Woodstock 99. The one that motherfuckers was just tripping.
Oh, okay. Woodstock 99. I thought it was way
more. I thought it was all of them.
I thought it was like
67.
Nah, that one when it started. But in 99.
Woodstock 99 had like rappers and shit too.
Yeah.
So okay, so 99.
Woodstock 99, the Holocaust.
What the fuck? And one of the happiest moments in American history, and one of the biggest genocides of all time.
Favorite. I mean,
fuck.
I don't even know if I should say the last
bro,
one.
Bro, you jump from point A to point B so quickly.
Listen.
The crucifixion of Jesus.
Nah, but like, but in the Holocaust, you like the boy in the striped pajamas.
So I'm in there.
And which side of the fence?
Why the fuck would I? Well, I'd rather be at Woodstock. What? No. What's the third? I gotta hear the third one.
Would you rather get gassed to death, or would you rather get high on drugs and listen to good music?
And he said bro, he said it like it was even close. He was like, the Holocaust, but wait, you're one of the Jews inside, and you're young, so you're really defensive.
Hey, I'm serious.
Holy shit.
When I asked that question, I had no places to put it in my head but Woodstock. And I'm like, where am I going to go with this?
What's the third one?
I feel like they all have to be three equally really good or three equally shitty. Nah, you can't say fucking Woodstock or the Holocaust. He didn't even say like a guard or anything.
Oh, like, World War I, Ben.
World War I, a soldier?
Nah, you just a civilian at one of the battlegrounds.
So I'm either just randomly getting my house blown up.
What about North Korean hostage?
A Jewish boy in Auschwitz or Woodstock in 99. If I had a time machine and they say, hey, this time machine's broken. Honestly, you can only go to Woodstock 99, the Holocaust, or World War One as a civilian in the middle, eating breakfast with your little villager family. Go.
Honestly, dude, I think I'd rather be a slave, dude.
What? Bitch, what the fuck? That wasn't even an option, nigga. Nah, cause it. But y'all, did y'all see the documentary on that?
I hope you came up with that. Hey,
do you? No, for real though.
Yeah, like, hey, I got this podcast topic, guys.
Nah, listen. Cause really, in my mind, I wanted to ask that question with better topics, but I could only think of Woodstock.
I mean, I wish I could be in a Nazi concentration camp for like 2 days, where I'm not dying, just so I could see, just so I could get a real glimpse.
You want to just fucking scar your brain forever, huh?
Yeah, well, I wish I could be.
I was waiting for you to go, I want to see if it actually happened.
No. I want to get down to the bottom of this funky business.
Oh, yeah, Tony's crazy. Tony's a fucking psychopath.
No, if you guys had to, you wouldn't want to be like a slave for like one day?
No.
Nah, I'm good.
Fuck that, nigga.
Bro, just get a hooker. If you really want to like, you want someone to like tie you up.
You want somebody to whip you. That's what you're into.
Dominatrix, bro.
You sick as fuck.
There was definitely some sex slaves, like, you know, like back when there was like when slavery was like prominent.
In America. That's where they get motherfuckers.
There's sex slaves now.
Yeah, I know.
Probably more than ever.
You think so?
With Wayfair and the internet.
Hey, when you was in California, did you ever drive down what's that road without a prostitute?
Hoover Street.
Fuck that. No, without a prostitute.
Which one? All of them?
Nah. Damn. It's a road that I've
been in L.A.
In L.A. It got Figueroa. Yo, Jordan.
Figueroa. Oh, yeah.
That shit that wild out there?
It's like, I mean, it's just like there's pockets of, I mean, even now, it's just like, you don't even want to walk down the street, really.
No, I'm saying, have you ever drove through that?
Oh, yeah. I live like a couple streets over. Figueroa is huge.
But I'm talking about like where the prostitutes is.
I mean, I've seen them.
Because I don't, dude on YouTube. I don't buy pussy. I got a thing where I just can't buy pussy. And prostitutes don't fuck black men, most of them. Real shit. They'll tell you straight up, like, we won't fuck black guys. They'll go for, like, y'all too, but they won't fuck me. For real, I swear to God. Really? We gonna find one right now. I bet money.
What the fuck?
They would. Most of them would not. Because most black people got, like, the same mindset to me. Like, I ain't finna pay with no pussy. You know what I'm saying?
And it's like, they know you're not gonna tip, kind
of
thing.
Yeah, they kind of already figured I ain't gonna. Wow, I ran into that one.
That one flew right over your head.
Right over my head. But they already kind of know those.
Hey, it is true though, bro. Like,
is it true? Do you tip well?
No.
I tip.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah,
This is a generalization. Yeah. Generalization. For the most part, like, I mean, I've waited tables, and you just know, like, oh, black family party of 10. This ain't gonna be 20%.
Nah,
like, you just know, bro. I mean, you can do the best.
Have a friend who delivered pizza. He said every time he answered the door and if it was a black guy with dreads, he said he never got like a good tip.
Bro, Ray Lewis didn't even tip.
Really?
I used to valet, bro, at the Orlando Mall, bro. I can't tell you how many athletes.
I played basketball one time with his son, dude. His son was a little bitch.
They don't tip. I like to tip. I just like. Saying respect for this shit, you serve me. I don't want nobody spitting.
Yeah, no,
that's good. No, that's cool.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I'm doing my due diligence.
I was hanging around in the fuck. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Reparations.
Thank you.
Nah, nigga. Know what? No, that's why we don't tip. Where my reparations at?
You're right.
I don't deserve my tip.
Hey, I was born in '93. I don't know what happened.
Listen, man, I'm part Native American. I need my reparations too.
Nah, nigga, your people tip for your people.
Yeah, you're right. No, I'm not even. I just like to say I'm part Native American.
So your blood and your body just fighting right now.
I'm Irish.
And that bitch is stabbing each other. Bitch, you got my motherfucking money, bitch. You my goddamn land back.
Let me ask this: if you got to go back in time to three places, right? the moon landing, right?
Okay.
Would you do it? The moon landing? We have.
What, as just like someone watching it on TV?
No, well, like you're experiencing it. Fooled. You're experiencing it, right?
Okay.
Moon landing, the Mayflower landing on the U.S. and the Civil War.
I'm going to the fucking moon.
Going to the moon?
First of all, if I go to the Civil War, nigga, you think it's gonna look good for me going to the Civil War?
I think you'd be swagged out.
I'm okay. I'm fine.
You'd be the guy playing the drum, bro.
I swear to God.
Yeah, you.
Nah, bro, that is, bro.
Just the drummer?
Nigga, we going to war. You gonna give me a drum set?
That's, you think they play it faster when they're getting shot at? Like,
what's that shit that they do? The drumline, drill line.
Yeah,
that's what it's called.
Drilling.
The Nick Cannon movie.
Drumline, that'd be a fire.
It was actually pretty hard.
Drumline is fire. I like
it. Dude, that. I've been on some.
It's the only time I'm like, the band is kind of cool. But then you turn on college and they're like,
bro, have you ever been?
You're like, fam, you, bro.
No, y'all got HBCU bands fire. You ever been to like a HBCU homecoming?
I was supposed to go with you last year.
Really?
Oh, well, let me tell you this story, right? So we get to FAMU, me and my brother and my dog, we get to FAMU. And we park at my cousin's apartment complex. And you go there, and these girls outside, and they just like they arguing. They're looking for some dude. I guess they punched. He punched one of the girls in the group, and they were like, "Where the fuck? Someone sweat. Where he at?" And we sitting there, we watching. The girl just walk around with a gun, like, "Where the fuck that nigga at?" But she holding it like it's a piece of pie.
On campus?
Nah, that's right by the campus.
Oh, okay.
But it's fatal, bro. You definitely got to slide to win. I got to break out that.
Sounded like a good time.
Nah, that was right just the there. Beginning. That was just the beginning.
Oh, okay. So this is just getting the night started. The gun in the hand.
That was great.
The night starts with the gun in the hand.
The gun in the hand?
Yeah, it was. Jeez. Nah, I got to get y'all out there, though, bro.
I would love that.
To have y'all
this is like
there,
the worst advertising, bro. It's like recorded. My friend in Mexico, he'll show me 20 minutes of people being beheaded by gangs and chainsaws.
He's like, it's a beautiful place.
And he's like, bro, but Mexico City? He's like, we got to go. We're going to take the van. I'm like, take the
It's beautiful. It's an experiment. It's a travel. You get to learn about yourself more.
Yeah.
You're going to grow as a person.
In this story, he's like, all right, so this we pulled up. This girl had a gun in her hand, and she's like, where the fuck they at? And she's holding the gun like a piece of pie.
Right.
Well, you guys got to come, man. Shit's
gonna be fun. Because after that shit, it got, like, way, way better.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
After a few shots let off?
Yeah.
The tension?
Yeah, it was. Nah, this ain't shoot about it. Because we had went back to the car and got some other things. And they were like, oh, them niggas.
Oh, you went and got your
things. I'm a comedian now. I tell jokes.
Absolutely.
I love this shit. You've been saved by the streets.
I love this shit.
Or you've been saved by the mic.
The microphone and shit.
The microphone.
The mic saved you, bro.
I'm Steve.
And who's Steve?
That my homeboy persona. He got an alter ego.
Who's
that? Yeah. Because, bro, you know how people are like, on God? Like I promise on God.
Yeah, on God.
Yeah, yeah. So, but Cam always goes, on Steve. And I'm like, Steve? Bro, who the Steve? Fuck is Steve? Steve.
My homeboy Paco.
Every day, bro.
Shout out Paco, that my brother.
Yeah.
But my homeboy Paco got an alter ego named Steve.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Put that bitch on Steve. Cause my homeboy Paco, he like Spanish and white. But call him Paco, but his white boy persona named Steve.
Oh.
So that bitch on Steve.
Yeah, I'm like on Tyrone. That's what I'm like on Tyrone. I put that on Tyrone.
That's your alter ego?
That's my alter ego, Tyrone.
When does he come out? How many white claws before Tyrone comes out?
I don't know if Tyrone comes out.
How many white claw surges?
Nah,
we put in the order.
About three sips in.
Outside, probably that.
Bro, Cam. Yeah. Cam was like, bro, you got.
Cam was a fucking. You were an hour and 50 minutes late, right?
Book, man.
Now, did you read? You read it, all right?
No, but I know.
What's the first thing? Punctuation.
It's probably punctuality.
No, it was punctuation.
It was punctuation.
And really, the first thing he said in that book was be late to everything with white people. He said that. He told me that in the book. Like,
really?
They do know white people always be an hour and 30 minutes late.
That's smart.
Hour 40.
You're playing hard to get.
You were 10 minutes late to your own fucking bullshit.
Bro, Cam's gonna be late to his own funeral, bro.
Hey, nigga, that's racist. For some reason. Yeah, but I ain't.
Bro, they're about to put the gas in the ground. They'd be like, "He's here. Who's here? We thought he was in there.
Like, yo, he's coming." Like, hey, bro, my girl tripping, bro. I was tripping.
I told that bitch, like, I gotta go. That bitch told, "Where you going, bitch? I gotta go, bitch. God, call me, bitch.
My body will be there in a minute, bro. The Uber made a wrong turn."
God's like, "God damn it, bro. I'm waiting all day for this."
Nah, this is good.
Sean, you ever played the game Taunt? Tonk? What is it?
Tonk.
Tonk?
It's a black game.
I might know it then.
They were teaching
it's
me.
It's probably called nine different things, and the South Florida version is called Tonk.
It's called Tonk. Like Tonk.
It might be. It was a cards game that they were, they said it was.
You know, it's crazy.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to play it either.
I know how to play
it. Yeah, I know. Dude, they were going in on me so much yesterday.
Spades. I know black people love playing spades.
Yeah, I don't know how to play spades. Dude. I never got into card games.
I had to learn at a summer camp in Baltimore.
Bro, so
you
only way to survive, bro.
What the fuck, bro? You're a Rolling Stone. You've been all over.
For real.
Baltimore, New York City, LA.
When I was a kid, I had watched a documentary about this kid who had, I was probably like in fifth grade.
Yeah.
But he had killed some people. He had probably like 13, 14. He killed some people, and he told everybody he heard voices, and he got away with it. He had got probation. They said it was crazy, but he said he heard voices. So as a kid, I heard that. I was like, okay, this is a plausible way to get out of trouble. So I got in a fight with one of my classmates.
Yeah.
And they were trying to suspend me from school. And they're like, I'm going to call your mom. I was like, don't call my mom. The voices told me to do it. Because I didn't want to get a whooping. Right? And my mom got me in therapy and a whole bunch of other shit.
Damn.
Just to make sure I wasn't hearing voices. And I did. I was in therapy for like, I want to say like 3 months. But I told her last year, like, hey, I just want to let you know that I did all that shit because I was scared to get whooped. But I didn't get a whooping. Like, I passed the test, nigga. I was fine. You know what I'm saying?
So you fake schizophrenia to get out of trouble.
But I didn't get it, though.
I mean, that's going deep.
That's genius.
I mean, you had to sit through therapy, though.
Hey, like I always said, bro. Like,
did they have lollipops in the waiting room?
They did. All right,
there you go.
I won, nigga. As a fifth grader, bitch, I won.
You got it.
Good shit.
You did your thing.
I got schizophrenia.
You do?
Yeah. These voices in my head telling me I'm great.
Oh, that bitch is wrong. He's the opposite.
These voices in my head telling me that I'm a champion. I'm a warrior.
Like, we need to get him on meds now. We saw his last 5 minutes.
But when you were doing that shit, when you got to stay, you be like, oh, pussy ass, fuck boy, I'm real talk, man. People don't understand me because I'm just like this.
This is
like
who this. I am. This is what this the fuck I do, bitch.
Fuck I do.
Bro, watching that bomb so at milk, when you open with that.
So it used to kill.
It still does kill.
But that room is weird.
It gets weird sometimes.
So when you open with that and no one was on the page, that room even... You know, you remember the night I'm talking about.
So I only do that if I'm drunk now. Like, if I'm feeling it, I'm like...
But there was a lot of black people at that show.
It's got to be younger people who understand what I'm trying to do. Yeah. I've done that in front of all old white people, and they were just like, what the fuck are you doing? Right. And I was just like, I'm sorry. This
get
is
the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I was like, God, I want to be black so bad. And they're like, what the fuck?
They're like, why would he want to do
that? Yeah.
That's used to murder. I mean... First time seeing this shot, like, this nigga.
I love that shit so much.
No, it's the best, dude. I love it too, but it was like, it's funny when you
I do see feel like I'm getting carried away too much with like the, I need to get out of the black and fucking white shit.
Well, it's because, no, it's,
but I know, but it's like black people can get away with it, white people can't as much.
Nah,
it's also like, I'm leaning into it, it's like, fucking whatever.
How far you can really think you can go with doing this shit for hours? You can't. That's why I gotta get away from it. That's why I'm trying to.
Well, it's just a cute little thing to do for like 2 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck around a little bit. You gotta fuck around a little bit, you know?
If ain't no white people in the crowd, nigga, I'm fucked.
You think so? When I see all black people, I'm like, fuck yes, dude.
If I'm doing 20 minutes,
yeah.
If I'm doing 20 minutes, I should be fine. But anything longer than that, slow, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
I just need one white person.
Dude, it's crazy how I've seen them get scared sometimes when, like, you say the N-word and, like, they like people get tense up. I'm like...
Well, white people, but like...
Black or white people. I'm like... Sometimes they're very like, yeah, you're free, but it's also like, dude, you know I'm black. Like, I can say it. Like,
nah,
chill
but sometimes,
out.
I remember when I first started calling white people crackers on stage, people would like get upset. I'm like, what the fuck?
Fuck, bitch.
I can't call you a cracker? That's a, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's a whole weak snack.
Yeah.
I can't call you no cracker, bitch.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Louis C.K. has the best bit ever, bro, about, he's like, when white people call him cracker, he's like, oh, I'm so offended. You're gonna, the thing that, I used to own people and whip them. Ooh, you know, it's like it's such a fucking. Yeah. Like.
So a rapper I listened to, he said on the shit, he was like, "Crackers only good in soup," and I was like, "That's hard. That's hard as fuck. Crackers only good in soup." And he just left it. He just did. He done with it.
Jesus,
you know, I got a piss.
All right, we can just wrap it up here.
Yeah,
let's just yeah.
Yeah, that's we're right. Yeah, we're.
And we get canceled.
I gotta get the fuck
out. No, we're not getting canceled.
Half this shit's getting edited out.
No,
it was great.
It was good. I had to go hold you.
But it's gonna be a 13-minute episode.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm thinking what I'm gonna do though is make it go boop into the next thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna edit this like
we gotta have notes.
This is the first one.
We gotta have notes.
No, dude, I wanna do this every week. What day should we do this?
I do like this though. We gotta
do this.
Bro, this is such a legit fucking studio.
We just need headphones.
I love it. Follow me on Instagram, Tony Wells.
We gotta do outros.
Follow me on TikTok, Tony Wells. Follow me on YouTube, TikTok, Tony Wells. Follow me on Twitter, Tony Wells.
I don't know what he cut out or what he put in here, but it was some shit that was really funny, and it was some shit that can get me canceled forever.
Yeah.
If he's gonna get me canceled forever, my name is Kermit Gonzalez. If you put that in there, and if this shit that was really funny and it's really good, my name is Cameron Patterson.
Yeah.
But if it's the cancelable shit, my name is Kermit Gonzalez. Kermit Gonzalez.
That's not funny. Cameron. That's Yamran. That's a Yamran Yatterson.
Hey Cam, what are your handles?
Oh, you can follow me at Kermit Gonzalez on Instagram, and I'll play. Cam, so funny with a K with two O's for the show.
My dad was a blood.
And my dad was a blood, and then on everything, and Cam so funny on TikTok with a one at the end, just because I got locked out my first TikTok when I tried to make it.
All right, Tony.
Tony Wellens on Instagram, Tony Wellens on Twitter, Tony Wellens on YouTube, Tony Wellens on TikTok, Tony Wellens on Pornhub.
Tony Wellens is a bitch on Tony.com.
Tony Wellens has a big black cock, 69 at gmail.com.
And yeah, this episode is brought to you by Locktonal Security. They got a Locktober sale going on now.
Are you for real sponsors?
You got sponsored, Nick? You want to smoke something? You've seen him perform all over LA. Give it up for Sean Madden, everybody. What have we got here? A fucking comedian. This show's not going to go well.